We are learning Mesechta Eivrim Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning in the bottom of Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, two lines on the bottom. We are continuing the Shaila, that there was a Shaila, two Mishnayos. Our Mishnah says that you could cut off a Yabelas, a wart, on Shabbos by hand. And it said that Gavi Karim Pesach, he can't cut off the Yabelas. And the Shaila was, what's Pshat? Sickle Steer. So we're in the middle of answering, we have three Terutz already. Now Rabbi has another Terutz. Rabbi Omar, Rabbi Yezihi. Domach Shir Mitzvah Deichanet Shabbos. He says, Geshmak, our Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer. Just like that Mishnah in Psachim says, not Daichim, Rabbi Eliezer says Daichim. Our Mishnah says, Yigdu B'yad, is going to go to Rabbi Eliezer. If it's fear of Eliezer, what if you do a hand? Do a B'kli. Rabbi Eliezer, the Kamda Efshel, Shani Mishninon. The Chiddush of Rabbi's Teres is that Rabbi Eliezer will agree that even though Machshir and Mitzvah Daichim is a Shabbos, it's still better if you do it with a Shinui, if you do it with your hand. But fear of Banal be awesome. If you're Rabbi Eliezer, hold Machshir Mitzvah on Shabbos, you should do it with your hand. Because you call it Ma'ad Afshel Shinui Mishninon. Mahi, where do we find such idea that Fidr Rabbi Eliezer holds that Machshir Mitzvah on Shabbos that you should have to do a Shinui? Mahi. The Tayyum went to the Bryce, so now we're talking about Behemoth that got a Yabelas. A Kohen gets a Yabelas, gets a wart also, is a Balmum also. Mahi, Tanya, Kohen should also buy Yabelas. A Kohen that got a Yabelas on Shabbos. What do you do? You want to do Yavoida, what's the Eitzah? You know, the Eitzah is Chaveiroi Choyt Chalev Shinov. Your friend bites it off with his teeth. So your friend's doing two shinuyim. First of all, you're not doing it yourself, your friend's doing it for you. And number two, he's doing it with his teeth, not with a keli, not with a scissor. B'shinuvim b'kli loy, with his teeth in, and not with a kli. V'chaveri in, iulav, he can't do it. So that's what it says in this braisa. They gotta do two shinuyim. Now, who is this braisa going to? Is it going to the Rabbana or going to Rabbi Eliezer? Some money. Now, which Rabbi Eliezer are we talking about? There's a different Rabbi Eliezer we have to tell you about. In Perek HaMetznia, we have a Rabbi Eliezer that's more machmer than the Rabbanon. The halacha is, according to the Rabbanon, that any time you don't cut your nails with a scissor, but you cut it with your teeth or with your hand, that's only mid the Rabbanon. That's the Rabbanon Shita. Cutting your nails with your hands or with your teeth is the Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon. According to Rabbi Eliezer, cutting your nails with your hand or your teeth is the Raisa. The only time it's not the right if your friend does it for you, because you can't do a perfect job. Your friend doing it with his teeth or your friend doing it with his hand can't be perfect. On yourself, you can do it perfectly, but your friend can't do it perfectly for you. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. So here it says you have to do two shenuyim. You have to do with your teeth and chaveiro. So money. Ilem rabbanon. If it's going to go to rabbanon over mikdash and the base mikdash, kiven the ami rabbanon ba'alma mishum shvus. Since rabbanon always hold that in shvus ba'mikdash. Why do you need a friend to do it? Once you're doing it with the teeth, you're already getting a darabanan. When you set up your darabanan, doing it with your teeth is a darabanan already. And in Shvus Mikdash, so what do you need a friend? What do you need to bring your friend? So it's not kashmak to have a friend bite off and wart off you. Just do it with yourself. No, so it must be.
He's doing this.
What?
Oh, he's doing this.
Exactly, yeah, it's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. He makes it also whistle for you. Economics, it's a good question. Tarot says that we have the idea that you're Omer Lechaveri Chatei. We had it before in Achlam Beis and Beis. Yeah, but. So it's why do it himself. El alav must be fear of Eliezer. Fear of Eliezer, if you do it yourself with your teeth in your hand, then it's a deraisa. So el alav, Rabbi Eliezer, the Abba Alma Chayiv Chatas. So Bahacha, then here we tell you do it your friend. I apagav the Machshir Mitzvah and Shabbos, even though Machshir Mitzvah and Shabbos is Rabbi Eliezer, so why can you do it yourself? Do it yourself with a kli technically. So Kamad Afshil Shinuyim Mishaninon. But we want you to make it into the Rabbanon as much as you could. So you have your friend do it to make it into the Rabbanon. So remember, Rava's Teretz is that we're going, our Mishnah is going to Rabbi Eliezer. I want to be Yad, he holds it to Eich. Teretz is, whatever you could change, you change. Where do you find such idea? In this price. You find the even fear of Eliezer, it has to be Rabbi Eliezer, because fear of Bonham, where do you need a friend? So it has to be Rabbi Eliezer. And still, Rabbi Eliezer holds, you have to be Mishana. So you see, even Rabbi Eliezer holds, Machshir, Mishnah, and Shabbos, you still have to be Mishana. So Mara says, no. Who says Rabbi Eliezer this price? It's really the Rabbanon. I have a question, why the friend's doing it? I'll tell you a practical answer. A practical answer. Loi loilam rabbanon. Vi also be kresoi, if it was on his in front of him, on his stomach, let's say, or on his hand, hachinami, he could have done it. Hachamai skin also loy begab shikha begaboy. He got this wart on his back. Buvatzil yodov, or on his elbows. And there we know you can't bite your elbow, you can't bite it off. It's off your back, you can't bite it off your back. That's why you need a friend. It's a practical case, that's why to meet your friend. Do you want to eat chocolate? Afraid to get bought? No, but it still can't be pshat. Because if we're going to Rabbanon, you should have done it with your hand, not your teeth. The teeth is even a bigger issue than the hand. Why do you need the teeth? And the Gemara explains why fear of Eliezer is better. The Gemara says, no, I'll prove it to you, it has to be fear of Eliezer. Why? If it's the Rabbanon who holds ain't shvus v'mikdash, and anyway, doing with your hand is the Rabbanon, and the reason why you have a friend is for practical reason. Vira Rabbanon, nishkele nele biyad. You should do it by hand, not with your teeth. And the tivshay to Rabbi Lozo, don't Rabbi Lozo, machlekes biyad, avakli de rabbi kol chayiv. And what you'll gain by saying by hand is you're showing, I only can do a hand, but with a kli is the raisa, I can't do it. So I'll gain that the kli is the raisa. But now they're saying shinov, you don't show me that kli is the raisa because you didn't do yad either. So maybe he's doing a little more shinov. V'latameich, now he's saying to Rabbi Eliezer, why don't you do by hand? V'latameich, Rabbi Eliezer, now I'm lishkelein of a yad, why don't you do by yad? I want to know, hi, my Ibrahim Shlomo, Rabbi Eliezer, how do you go to yad out the kli? Once we're going for Rabbi Eliezer, we're trying to make a shinoi, so we want to make a shinoi even more than a yad, and the more shinoi is better, because the yad, they get mixed up with kli, he want to make a shinoi even more, v'shinov. Eliyamas Rabbanani, nishkelein of a yad, fear Rabbanan, you're not trying to make a shinoi, anything is the Rabbanan is mutter, you don't have to need a shinoi, you're trying to make the Rabbanan, once the Rabbanan, it's mutter. Fear of Eliyaz, that really the rice is mutter. We're trying to make kama the shenuyim eshenina. It should have been mashana. See, you have to mashana the most. But fear of Abonon, should have done miyad. Vesula immediately. Nothing more to talk about. It's a riot, Rav Eliyaz, and Rava holds that you see from here, even fear of Eliyaz, the kama the epshal eshenuyim eshenina, and therefore that's pshad in our Mishnah. Let's look at the new Mishnah. Koyin shaloka batzba, yeah, koyin that has a wound on his finger and it's bleeding. It's not bakavad the gorkatan, he's making this with a bloody hand. You're allowed to wrap it with a band-aid, a special band-aid on the mikdash on Shabbos, even though it's refuah, but it's only the rabbanon and tzarech avayda. So therefore, it's mutter to do. Avaloy medina, but medina you can't do it because it's refuah. Refuah on Shabbos also because of gzeira, you might come to crush some manim. Imlo hitzidam, but if you're putting it on tight to get dam out, kamikan also. Then it's a shah of the rice of choyvel, and there it's also side of its mikdash and side medina. Why? Right? There's two reasons. First of all, it's the raisa. And second of all, it's not tzarech avayda to squeeze out the dam. It's not tzarech avayda. Tzarech avayda is just to cover it. You don't have to do any squeezing out the dam. Therefore, it's asa. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, you're allowed to put on a gemi. Om Rav Yehuda Breider, which is a little band-aid made out of reeds. Om Rav Yehuda Breider, Rav Chiya, lo yishon ol gemi. Only a small little gemi. About tzilzel katan, a nice little bendel, like Rashi calls it, which means a nice belt around your finger. You put on like a nice, you know, like these days, they have masks, the paper mask and the cloth mask. Look, nice cloth one, silk cotton, a nice little bandit on it. That's also why have a yitter begadim, because that's a yitter begadim. Halacha is you only got to wear four begadim. More than four begadim is also, and that void is possible, and it's also to do. The halacha is you can't have yitter begadim. So here will be extra begad. You're wearing a begad on your finger, so if it's silk cotton, it's also. Rabbi Yechonam, no problem. Yitter begadim on your finger. Yechonam, lo amru yitter begadim, al makam begadim. Only a place where you wear clothing. Do you wear clothing on your fingers? No. It's not called a place of yitter begadim. Only on the place where you wear clothing is yitter begadim, but not on your finger. So if you also no problem, you can have a tzilzel cotton also. Afraid the Gemara, a table of shum chatzitza. It's on your finger. You're doing avoda. You're wearing a gemi. This kash really Rashi learns on gemi and on tzilzel cotton on both things. The kash is a chayra. What happened to chatzitza? Bein begemi and tzilzel. Rashi says. You know, the halacha is when you do avodah, you have to touch the avodah straight with your hand. And for the Gemara, b'smol, using your left hand. And your left hand is possible avodah, not using. You have the bandit on your left hand, so it's not kosher avodah. Therefore, the halacha is you keep your bandit on. Inam, you be a min, shloim makam avodah. Or it's on your right hand, but it's not makam avodah, it's on top of your hand, like behind your palm. There, you're not using it, therefore, it's not a chatzitza. Now, this Rav Yechanan and maybe Rav Yehuda Brei de Rava, Chia, is arguing on Rava, pligi de Rava. In the place where he wears clothing, even if he has a hair between his clothing and his body, if you have something not makam begadim, then shalosh shalosh chetzetzas, which here it means yita begadim. If it's a size of three etzbayis or three etzbayis, where the halacha is that's has a shame beged, so then. It's then a chetzetzes means yitter begadim. Pachas mashal shalosh and a chetzetzes. Less than 3 and 3, it's not called yitter begadim. So what do you see from Rava Roshem Rav Chista, that even b'shloi b'makim begadim is called yitter begadim. Clear? Since the makim begadim is chetzetz even nima. Shloi begadim is called yitter begadim. So ader Rabbi Yechanan vade pligi. August Rabbi Yechanan. What about Huda Rav that said a tzilzel katan is also? Does he argue on that? Why would he argue on that? Because that's less than 3 by 3. So Rabbi Yechon about the pliga. I'd read the Rebbe Rava Rechia. Me name a pliga. Shani tzilzel katan the chashiv. No, it's not a machlek. It's not. He doesn't argue. Even Rava will agree because a tzilzel katan is such a nice bendel. It's chashuv, therefore it'll be a yid of a god, and even if it's less than 3x3. Let's learn one more lashon. It's very similar. So learn another lashon and learn to the Mishnah Kuf Dalet. Lishta achrina. Amalei amar Rav Yehuda. Lishta achrina amalei. This is a lashon. The difference in this lashon is not in the first mandiyama, it's in Rav Yechana. That's the difference in this lashonus. The first mandiyama, the same thing. Amar Rav Yehuda b'rei de Rav Chiya lo yishanu legemi. The only time it's mutta on Shabbos is a gemi. Aval tzitzel katan is a problem to put on. Because a chatzitza, which means yiter begadim. It's a shal yiter begadim. Like Rashi speaks out, chaytzitzir means yiter begadim. Rabbi Yechon Amar no, le omru chatzitza pachas shalash shalash. There's no chatzitza less than 3 out of 3. Ela makom begadim. Only if it's a makom begadim. Like I said, even here, the makom begadim is chatzitza. Avashloi be makom begadim, if it's not a makom begadim, like say a finger, the only time it's called yiter begadim is if it has a sheer beged. Shalash al shalash chaytzitzis, pachas shalash and chaytzitzis. Who is that like? They need three. It's like Rava. This is Rabbi Yechon Amar first, like Rava. That's the difference between two lashonos. Vahir de Rava Rav Chista. Balema pligi de Rabbi Yehuda b'rei de Rav Chiya. Maybe he's arguing who the Rebbe Chiyo says tzilzel katan is maybe it's not like Rava shani tzilzel katan the chashiv. No, if you Rava, he'll agree by tzilzel katan. Rav Yechanan, of course, argues on that. Rav Yechanan's going back on who the Rav is saying tzilzel katan has to be three. It has to be at least three to be asa. But Rava could say that that's chashiv and there will be a yitav gadim. Freit the Gemara Rav Yechanan ad the shmin and gemi l'shmin tzilzel katan. So the kasha is via Rav Yechanan, it says tzilzel is also mutter. So why not Mishnah say tzilzel katan, which is a big chiddush that does not yitav begadim? So why not Mishnah say gemi? So Gemara says milsa agav orcha kamash lon the gesi gemi masi. The chiddush of our Mishnah is that even though it does refuah, you're right. If it would have said a Mishnah of tzilzel katan, would have known something about yitav begadim, a chiddush that way via Rav Yechanan. But our Mishnah is telling you gemi that even though it's a refuah, still it's mutter on Shabbos. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. That's what it didn't say in the case of tzilzel katan.